Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Alyssa is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Alyssa. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to call to say thank you to all of you for discussing the lack of affordable housing in the Bay Area. My brother was one of the residents that lived there.
Is he okay?
He is fine. Physically, he is fine. Everyone that lived there is deeply, deeply disturbed by this. This was their home. Most of them had no idea that there was a party that was going to be happening. They weren't involved in that aspect of it. They lived there. And my brother, I know, said he came home and realized that there was a party going on upstairs. And, you know, they did lose one of the residents that lived there. But just the horror of that night was that will live with them forever. And I just really appreciate you guys talking about the lack of affordable housing, because the residents that live there, they were pretty much all college educated. They all worked at least 40 hours a week. They had a lot of student debt that they were paying off. And I think that the fact that there was no affordable housing there, you know, it's very difficult to find any place to rent on the average salary.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy that this is coming to light, that this issue is. It's tragic that this horrible, horrible thing had to happen for this to become national news, for the lack of affordable housing to be taken seriously.
Alyssa, we're very glad that your brother survived there in that terrible fire in Oakland at the so-called Ghost Ship, this artist collective, big warehouse. Audrey Cooper, is it better understood exactly what happened and the conditions that led to the fire going so out of control? We heard about just a stack of wooden pallets as a staircase to the second floor. That sounds like a fire trap in itself.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at photos of what the Ghost Ship warehouse looked like prior to Saturday's fire, it was a tinderbox, really. I mean, there was a lot of found objects everywhere. The people, even people in our newsroom that have been there for parties or shows, said it was a really cool place if you were not looking at it from the perspective of a fire inspector who never showed up.
Yeah.
There are, you know, I think it's important, and I'm really glad that the caller's brother is okay. Almost everybody who died in the fire, the 36 people who perished, they were there to visit, to attend a show. They weren't people who were living there full time.
You got trapped.
And there is certainly an affordability question that goes into this. But there were a lot of people there who were lawyers, were not artists, who just enjoyed, you know, this sort of music. So it's affordability definitely plays into it. It's also a cultural thing of these artists, you know, feeling energized by all living together.
But we just didn't have the kind of inspection that would keep it safe for the people who were there, and they paid a very heavy price.